Blog Talk Radio.
Doing today, we are featuring live on two channels today, and I'd like to say hello to those people that are out there in Blog Talk Land, and to say hello, if you'll hold a minute while we take a few minutes to pull something up, my studio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Once again, thank you so much for joining me today on Black History Month. Yes, we are voyaging upon another Black History Day of the month. February is getting away from us very rapidly, and we want to stop to remember our heritage, our culture, and to talk about those things that went down in history. And once again, I'd like to say hello to my blog talk friends, to Oracle Divination Network. How are you today? And thank you so much for joining us. This is a brand new topic on Black History Month. We're not continuing with the wellness program today. We're interrupting these airways to bring you another feature, Black History Month, to you first world indigenous people. We must keep and continue the beat. And those friends that are out there, we're going to give you an invite and invite you in to our segment. And if you are available today and are not working, please come in and join us. We will give you an invite, and you can come and post, make your request known. And on Blog Talk, you can actually call in on our actual station. And our station here for the guests to call in on is 516-453-9208. Once again, that number is 516-453-9208. And you can call in on that line. Our guest line can call in on that line. And ladies and gentlemen, pardon me while we go to commercial. Session. So once again, thank you for joining me. I am your illustrious host. I am Omi 7, coming at you live here today. Now, we talked a little bit about the words that we use during Black History Month. We try to use them throughout the year, and one of the words is ashe. Can you say that? Ashe. And ashe means so be it, so let it be done. It is giving homage to, paying tributes to, and supporting, like a high five, so to speak. Say, yes, I heard that. I got that. Support that. So we say ashe when we're pouring libation. And that would mean, so be it, so let it be done. And long as the whole house, that's good. And we first ask permission from our elders to speak. We do not speak under any circumstances when we start the ceremony without asking for the elderliest person in the room to give us permission to speak. Now, do I have permission to speak during this service? Go ahead. I got the nod from the elder in the room. She said, go ahead. And that's the way we do things. It's a way of life. And a lot of Black people, they don't know about common procedures and a way of life. This is the way that they feel they should be done. But we cannot go on a feelings or a hunch. We have to go on tradition. And tradition is in order. And a large percentage of us don't know our heritage, so we don't know what tradition is. But today we're going to accommodate you in showing you what tradition is. And we're going to get our libation together over here. For those of you who don't know the term libation, some people use it for a fermented alcoholic beverage, but I'm talking about water. Water knows no enemy. Let's take a look at water. Okay, can we see that water there? Water knows no enemy. Okay. All right, we're going to pour that water in cardinal direction. And please excuse me as I pour the water. And you'll be able to hear it. For libation to the east. For libation to the west. For libation to the south, north. And we pour down for the libation. Water knows no enemy. And we dedicate this libation to our higher self, which is the God that lives within inside of us. We also call on our ancestors. We call on our mother spirit, Clara Jenkins. We call on our father spirit, Olodumare is the God of the earth. And we call on Olodumare, and we call on our Orisha. We call on Shango. We call on Ishun. We call on Me. We call on Obatala. We call on these ancestors, ladies and gentlemen, that they may come. We call on our heroes and sheroes. If you have any, call their names out today, like calling out John Henry Clark, Dr. Carruthers, and Dr. Benio, and Dr. We call on Harriet Tubman. We call on our ancestors because we want them with us today to support us. To support us and follow us and direct us. Hello there, Barry Dobbs. How are you? The handsome man in the world that dresses so sharp. Every time I go to Facebook, I see you go out and hit the streets. I'm proud of you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dobbs to the room today. We are doing a traditional ritual for in honor of Black History Month. We just poured our libation. We pour the four cardinal directions to the east, then to the west, to the north, and then the south. We oftentimes have to tell people that our south is downward. The African south that comes out of the Kimberley. So. Okay, let's see if it's letting us get in here. And I said that we're connected back, but I gotta see here. Now I think it's gonna put us back in there. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, let me see. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a special show that we interrupted our airways. Normally we do the wellness program, but we've interrupted our airways to bring you a special for Black History Month. And for those of you who would like our call-in number is 516-453-9208. You may call into the radio station and you can talk to the host live. You can talk stuff to me too if you want to. Call into the station and let me know your viewpoints. We're talking about some traditions. We're talking about some heritage. And one of the things that we were going over is the term Ashe. If you don't know the term Ashe, it stands for so be it, so let it be done. So as I poured the libations, I wanted to beg everyone in the audience to say Ashe. And when you said Ashe, that would mean to tell me to go ahead on, Omi, or in agreement with you. Now, rituals. Let's talk about the term rituals. A lot of people have that term mixed up. They make sure that they equate it with demonic things. And I'm not talking demonically. I'm talking rituals that we do on special occasions, on inaugurations, for inception of inducting people into offices, or for dedicating a brand new child back to his higher self or to God. Now, I have to be careful how I use the term God, because God to everyone doesn't mean the same thing. So you will hear me use the term your higher self, and that means the God that rests, rules, and abides on the inside of you, because God has manifested himself and place himself into the souls of every individual. He is no longer out there in the atmosphere. He is within us, and we cohabitate with God and become God. Can you understand that? Are we understanding that? Over on Blog Talk Station, Blog Talk, you gotta stay woke. Right now we're talking Facebook here, and we have a guest in the audience here. If you would like to participate in jobs, you can go up and ask me to add you, and hopefully I can. If not, you can call in on our live line at 516-453-9208. And once again, we're going through some traditional rituals for Black History Month. And one of the things that you do on Black History Month is your altar is set up. And when your altar is set up, you might want to remember the one who knows no enemy. And you might want to get you some little shot glasses just like that and take seven of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And you want to take some shot glasses and don't talk about shot collar. I'm talking about getting those seven little glasses ready so that you can put water in. And these are the waters you dedicate one to Olodumare, who is the god of this earth. You dedicate one to your mother's spirit. You dedicate one to your father's spirit. And then you go to the Orishas. You could do Yamanye, if that's your mother's spirit, or Batala, if that's your father's spirit, Shango, the thunder god, Ishum, the trickster twins. You dedicate each one of those glasses and you put them at your altar. And when you put them at your altar, when you go to bow down, water knows no enemy. It is neutral, so water will always be neutral and on your side. You call in your Orishas, who are like angels. You have seven main ones. You actually have 256 Orishas, but we work with the seven main angels. And when people see us work with those angels, they think we're working with deviant entities, but these are not deviant entities. These are entities that exist in the elements of the earth, like Yaming Ye, she exists in the ocean. And Shango is a thunder god. When we see the sky, we know that that's Shango. And then we have Obatala, who is the actual Orisha over all of the Orishas. He is the main Orisha, the father of all the Orishas. So these are some entities that we use to help us enter into the pathway of God or enter into our higher self. So we could be meaning some other God that is not the one that resides within us. So let us use the term higher self. So as we take this walk through history for Black History Month, we're mindful of the fact that we are the first comers here into Turtle Island. And don't let anyone tell you you were brought over on ships, in the belly of the ships, and you were brought here to be put on auction blocks. It's a lie. They twisted our history and giving you a false history that is not our history. Some of us couldn't find our names, our family names, on the rolls of the slave carrier if we wanted to, because we were already occupying Turtle Island and occupying in our tradesmanship, our industry. Some of us were industrial workers. Some of us had flag-making jobs, and some of us also did the preparation of the ships. So we all had positions and jobs as Black people because we were not Native. Let's not use the term Native. We want to use Indigenous, and we definitely want to use the term First World People, meaning that we were here first. So if anybody should be celebrating Thanksgiving and celebrating the joyous of being here on this continent, it is us. We should celebrate Thanksgiving heartily, like, because we were here, not the Pilgrims. They were the Johnny Conrad lately, and Columbus wasn't even on the scene then. The whole story that was told.
And let's see if they're going to reconnect now. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back into the blog talk area, and we want to thank you so much for being patient with us, and we're going to commercial. Hello, folks.
Thank you so much for joining me. And we're also live with our Facebook. How are you, Mrs. Green and Mr. Dobbs? How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And this is a segment to honor Black History Month. I want to take it slowly so that I don't confuse anyone. about our terribly twisted history. We've had our history twisted where they told lies about how we got here. They made us think we came on the bottom of ships. They made us think that we were thrown overboard for the sharks to eat. They've also made us think that we were not the trade. We were the builders of this continent. And that is on not Gory Island over in Africa, but here on Turtle Island, North America is where we resided. They don't know a time when we weren't here. We were always here. And for those of you who know your history, know that you might be one of the five civilized tribes, such as the Cree, the Seminole Indians, the Blackfoot Indians. You might have been one of the civilized tribe. Now, what do I mean by that? The government made Americans civilized tribe, but we didn't call ourselves Native. We called ourselves indigenous aboriginals, and that means that we were first. The Native people came behind us. However, we must get it clear that we are not slaves. Those of us who resided here on North America's area, we are not descendants of slaves. Our ancestors cannot be found on the slave ships or nor on the roster. So we know that our grandparents, great-great-great-great-grandparents, were actually agriculturists. They owned farms. They were black farmers. So therefore, they owned their particular farm, and they were paid for their work, and also they were not just coming over, Johnny come lately, like Christopher Columbus was. They told the story backwards, and they lied to us, and they made us think that we were second-class citizens. We were not an afterthought. We were in the thick of things. We were always here. And let no man fool you. You are the original people. And being the original people, that makes you the oldest linguistic people in the world. And I'm not talking about Orthodox English. I'm talking about all of your Ebonics that you used was a regularized code. It was a language. You're bilingual. This English that you're learning is a second language, so it makes you bilingual. And most people don't know it because they look at Ebonics and think that it is a throwaway language, but it is not. It is a regularized code that you use in the hood quite frequently, and so do you and I. Now, what I want to also tell you, good information about how we became to become some of the first world citizens. We never told anybody that we were the first world citizens. We kept speaking as if we were the second class citizens, but we're not. And we cannot keep teaching that heresy. No, we cannot. We've got to make sure we come out of this thing smelling better than what we went in smelling. Because in the past, we've lied to ourselves. You want to call in on those digits at 516-453-9208. And you can speak with the host and be live on air. Anyone that wants to call in today, please call in with your objections or support. There may be people out there that know their history better than me. If you have something to offer, please do call in and tell me. Now, we're talking about celebrating Black History Month. I want you to understand that Kwanzaa came in right on time. And Kwanzaa is one of those Black history programs that we put on, and we talk about Mayak teaching. Mayak teaching is basically the seven wonders of the world, where we teach all the customs of spirituality, and we incorporate spirituality right in there with the traditions. It becomes a way of life. And most people are looking for a religion. I'm telling you, you can hear from only to get out of religion. Religion is something that ties you to a position in life. You want to walk away from religion, and you want to have a way of life, a way, a tradition of how you do things. We are traditionalists, and we believe in ritualistic process. And some of you men and women, some of you older men and women that have been around for a while, like myself, I'd like to say to you, you ought to become a priest. You ought to take up with priestly lifestyle. And that doesn't say or indicate to go and join a church or become a member and pay your tithe. I'm saying become familiar with priestly things so that you can bind easily and read into the lives of your loved ones and your children and have the ability to take a cup of water and read the ripples of the water and know exactly what time it is. Some of you have not had any of these hidden secrets. Some of you have not been taught any of these hidden secrets. Well, I was fortunate. A chief came and got me from my hometown while I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and demanded that I come before him. Hold on for a minute here. What's going on? Demanded that I come before him. He demanded that I come before him. Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to see if this is doing anything here. He demanded that I come before him because he wanted to make me a priest. I had no idea what he wanted, but when I found out he was from my hometown and then I went and did some research on him, I found out that it was an honor to be made into a priest and ordained by him. I spent 5 years working under him, training under him, learning the ways of a priestly lifestyle. And I would tell anyone, this is the best thing you could do, is to learn how to perform motherhood in your household, how to perform rituals, traditions of your forefathers, and to also learn how to read oracles. And that means to read into a situation to find the truth and to begin to even look into the eyes of your loved ones and become clear audio and clear vision. So, for those of you who are interested in the priesthood and would like to know more about it, you can call in at 516-453-9208 and hold a private conversation with me on these airways today and ask me whatever questions you always had about a priestly lifestyle. And that doesn't mean to go and get ordained to become a deacon. I've been involved in the traditional church before, and I was ordained as a minister right in the church. I found out it to be false. All religions tell you to something is false because they have a set of traditions that they perpetuate, and they're lies because we don't need a religion that will tie us to something. We need to be free. We've been tied up and tangled up all our lives, and now it's time to get free. And for those who are looking for a little freedom at the cost of going through training, then let me know. I can set you up with a preparation for priestly training. But once again, we are talking about the Black History Month. And that's why I thought to incorporate our traditions of our fathers into the Black History Month, because they're not often spoken of. They're the type of things that are kept hidden and kept a secret from all of our loved ones because we don't want to hear about voodoo. We don't want to hear about hoodoo. We don't want to hear about anybody vexing somebody or someone putting a spell on someone. Those are our things. Believe it or not, they came from our ancestors. Those are the tools that we used that were not carnal-minded tools. Those were our weaponry. And some of us still use them as weaponry now. But there's others who have no weapons whatsoever. They refuse to use them. Now they are out in a war, and they got their backs against the wall, and they don't know how to come out fighting like a bad because they have no tools to work with. Well, I want to tell you here today, Black History Month means obtaining those tools, using those tools to the best of your ability, to use those tools to be able to work with your opponent. But it's very vital that you should understand that we are in a time where we must sharpen our tongue so that our tongues are like a two-edged sword. And that means we've got to have the word in us because they were won by their testimonies in the blood of the Lamb. And no way can we win anyone except for we give our testimony. Today, if there's anyone that wants to give their testimony, they're free to call in and give their testimony. And I'm not talking about I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You're saved from what? You're still living in the belly of the well. You're still having to go through everything that everybody else went through. So how are you being saved? You are going to fight in this war, but you must remember that your weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds, but they're mighty than a two-edged sword. They will cut going in and cut coming out, and that's your tongue. So you are to guard yourself and gird yourself with the word. Once again, we're talking about Black History Month. We're talking about the fact that they lied to us about our mothers and fathers and grandparents sleeping down in the belly of the ship, coming over, sitting on the auction block. That wasn't our story. They lied to us. That was somebody else's story that they concocted. And they put together the slaves that were over in Africa and brought them to Spain to sell them. We were here unmolested, unoccupied, working in our own trading ship, and we were not slaves. Those of us who found their ancestorship here in North of America. Now, are there any questions? Is there anything you would like to say? You can call in freely on the line now at 516-453-9208. And this is a celebration, ladies and gentlemen. This is a celebration. Did not you know that? So let's get up and get on up and work it out. Divination Network and live Facebook. You've got your Omi Inca 7 here, and we're talking about the traditions of our father. We're talking about Black History Month. What are the rituals? What are the traditions? And what are the things we need to put back into our custom? I say, number one, we need to start believing in one another again, and we also need to look at that. We are divinely worshipers who love worshiping God. It is our nature to worship God, but you first must find out who God is. You can only find out who God is by spending time with yourself. As you spend more time with yourself, you'll begin to find out who God is, and you will see that God rests, rule, and abide within you. And once you spend time with God, you get to know yourself and God better. But you cannot go around here worshiping supernatural people in the sky that don't exist. You cannot go around here saying you're going to leave a table set for Elijah because he's going to come back and sup with you. You cannot even say that Jesus is going to part the sky to come down to get you, because Jesus said that he had to leave in order that the Comforter might come. And the Comforter did come. The Comforter is already here. He's in you and I. But we've got to understand that these man-made religions, we've got to release them. We've got to come away from them. And we've got to start manifesting our truth. And that's what Black History means, for us to come into contact with and to start to live a different life. We are running around here frightened about everything because we're letting a lesser individual dictate to us, to tell us what is in order. We are the oldest people on this earth, and we ought to be telling
other people what is in order. See, a Womerar knows the inception of all diseases. He knows where all diseases come from, and by golly, he knows a cure for all of them too. So we ought to be pleading to a Womerar to give us the cure, the answer, the solution, because we have a young group of people that are just practicing medicine and who are not sure if they're doing the right thing or not. And we're giving them all to let them hold the rain. We cannot let children hold the rain. We've got to take the rain back, and we've got to stand up and declare who we really are. It's been a secret as to who we are and what we stand for, but they know more about us than we know about ourselves. So why don't we wake up? Why are we so anesthetized and unconscious? And why are we asleep? Why are we asleep? Well, we're asleep because we've let somebody mesmerize us and lull us to sleep. We've got to wake up out of this anesthesia and come to our senses and realize we are the first world people. We are the one that they should be paying homage to and asking for solutions and questions. How are you doing out there? Who is this? Melchizedek? Mackenzie? How are you? We are the ones that they are to be confiding in. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Black History Month, and it is a celebration. So I invite you to our phone lines to talk. This is a free will opportunity. You don't have to pay a dime to get on the line. I'm picking up the dime for you. 516-453-9208. You can call in at that radio station, or you can even go and become a follower and follow Oracle Divination Network on Blog Talk Radio Station and become a regular friend. And you can call in and you can become a guest anytime you let me know in advance. Now, we do have a guest coming on the 19th. He is a Frenchman, and he will be talking about his upliftment ability to uplift all minorities, people of color, and singing songs about the struggle. Now, I'm rather interested in this Frenchman telling me how they've been in the struggle too, just like us, and how they can address our needs as well. So we're going to be talking about making men a better man on the 19th. For those of you who would like to come, what is our time? I think our time is at 7 o'clock on the 19th, and the airways will be open. So you want to lock in that number at 516-453-9208. That would be the number you'll be able to call in on, and hopefully it'll be packed up with the phone line, because we're going to all want to speak to this Frenchman about his music, and we'll be able to hopefully hear some of his cuts. But once again, do come out and patronize me on February the 19th, and that's the Friday of this week, if I'm not mistaken. Once again, I am your illustrious host, Olinka 7, and we're talking about tradition and rituals. How do we follow traditions and rituals? Do we become more like the Caucasian people and follow their rituals, or do we discover our own? Well, you need to discover your own, Barry and Mrs. Green and Mackenzie. We need to discover our own traditions and rituals. We must remember, they told us a lie that we was in the bottom of those ships. They told us that we were brought over on chains and we were put on the auction block. But come to find out, our names were not on the roster, and our people were farmers, and they were tilling the land, and they were right here in North America, and they were nowhere over in Africa. The people that came over on ships were Africans that were brought over to go to Spain to be sold. So they lied. They made us think that we were nobody. They made us think that we were second-class citizens, but none of that has been true. If you have any comments or any statements that you would like to give us, please do call us in at 516-453-9208. And you're welcome to come and debate about it. We'd like to hear from you. taking office. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about Black History Month, we've interrupted these airwaves to give you a little rendition about the traditions of our fathers and how we are to carry on with our ritualistic behaviors. And one of the things that we haven't taken notice of, and that is that we have some heritage and we have tradition, and we keep perpetuating the traditions that are not of our forefathers. Those are taking on somebody else's traditions and rituals. And we want to come away from that. We want to say that we have a heritage, and we were one of the first indigenous people here on this land. And the reason why we can ask for our land back is because we were the people that inhabited the earth, and we were the ones that were first indigenously planted on this land. And the land was never any good until you put a human being on it. And when they put the slaves on it, that's when the white Caucasian started claiming the land. He claimed the land and the slave as himself. But we had already been here first and was on the land. So he put a lot of free people back into slavery. As you notice, some of the movies are coming out now with 12 years of slavery. That gentleman was free already. He was born into a free country. And one of the slave capturers captured him and put him in slavery for 12 years. But that is our history. That is us being put in slavery when, in fact, we were born a free man and woman. And we have to understand that our grandfathers and forefathers, they worked the land, they tilled the land, they actually owned the land, and they had property, and they were functioning here. And it was the Caucasians coming to them to ask for help and learning how to till the ground. But they took that story and they discombobulated it, and they made us believe that all of us were slaves, and then every one of us came over on those ships. Just think about it. There's no way you could get any ship and not to be sick. Most of them died from their own fecal matter, from feces on the ship. Most of them would have been killed by the time they got here. So we were believing these things like little children. We weren't realizing that you can't carry people that far for that long without them getting sick from septic. And septic is disease that will kill you. So, once again, we've been told a lie. We've been fed some malarkey, and we've been running with it ever since, thinking ourselves to be slaves and thinking ourselves to be second-class citizens. But that is a lie. That is not all of our history. If we were to look for our family's names on those slave ships, we wouldn't be able to find them because some of us would never be. So let's get it straight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not get it twisted. Let's make sure we get the information out to people that that is not all of us. We wouldn't know any of our ancestors over in Africa because we were brought up right here in the north of America. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're tiding with me on this. But if not, you want to challenge me, call me in at 516-453-9208. You can do that right away and get on the phone lines. Why don't you do that while we go to another commercial?
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
All right, right now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't already done so, give me those two thumbs up and become a follower. Let somebody know that you're joining Oracle Divination Network live on Blog Talk Radio Station. And also, give those two thumbs up and tell a neighbor, tell a friend that I'm on the air. And they might come and listen to the live history. I've appeared in international scenes like Germany as Black History Month, doing the Black History Month presentation. So I'm just giving you some little-known history facts, nothing very, very deep this time, but it is current information for those people who didn't know it. We were not all slaves, and we all didn't go boarding on those ships. Parents and mothers' names are not on that roster for being one of the passengers. So we can look to North America, what was happening here in North America, and what we do when the chair in the heck was showing the Irish man how to tilt the ground. We literally gave our land over to the Irish man, and just as Dr. Martin Luther King telling us, he gave us some little facts about the Irish coming over here, getting the land contract, taking the land from us, getting their green cards and their citizenship, and literally tilting the soil and stealing the land right from up under us. That was our land that the government gave to the Irishmen. They were considered minorities, and they wanted them to have a leg up to get their. But we first got to ask for this land. This land belongs to us. And once we get this land, we can build corporations on it if they're not already built on it. If they started to build corporations on that land, everything on that land becomes ours. And we should be more researchers and researching what it says about the indigenous first world people and what rights do we have. And if we can get that together, the also kept us in slavery. They were the hand that popped the whip to keep us in order because they wanted to use the five civilized tribes to keep us enslaved. And some of the slaves had to be owned by the five civilized tribes because they were the ones protecting us. And there were freedmen, indigenous people, who were not quite full-blooded Native Americans, but they had Native American blood. And they created the freedmen, and they had the freedmen school where they were brainwashing the indigenous people about who they were. So all of this has been turned upside down for us and discombobulated. And then they go from color to African American. And Jesse Jackson gave us the name African American. We never consented to that. He just imposed that name on us. That is not who we are. We are indigenous first world people, and we must know that. And we can no longer go on accepting all the names they put on us. And for once, ladies and gentlemen, you can go read for yourself. The actual name Black insinuates that you're outside of the letter of the law. And it, what it also does is you have no laws. The Black man has no laws that a white man that's rich and in power would be willing to respect. So when you say you're Black, you're telling somebody right then and there you're outside of the letter of the law and you don't have to be protected by the letter of the law. So we definitely want to make sure we don't use the term Black if we can use indigenous. So we want to define indigenous to be the first world people. And when you're the first world people, that means that you're the first learned person. You're the first group of people to give reasoning. And when the pilgrims did come on the ground, you taught them about how to hunt. You taught them about how to preserve their food. We taught them just about everything because we were here first. And they don't know a time when we weren't here. And ladies and gentlemen, we got here. We are first world people. And we must know this. We must know this, ladies and gentlemen.
and we must continue to perpetuate this. Hold tight.
Indigenous standing process. Indigenous standing process.
Control for years. My people is some animals. Post-traumatic slave syndrome. It's understandable. Yeah, we gotta fix that process for you to get your indigenous standard and to well do respect. Damn time.
Aturku shaywa tibiwasa moves chilpa temta.
You the dog.
In all things by first using
all white power, cause black ain't got no standard in law. Now Google SF-181 form. Definitions on race and ethnicity. Chief Nanya Shabu got us through the trickery, the contract mystery, the commerce law, the only Asagata nation, a Yamasi war, where the deities and immortals live on one accord, and to win this war depends mighty on war. Hey, hey, from my ancestors, the body for Yoruba, Yamasi more, Sicilia.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps, indigenous standing process. Indigenous standing process. 6 steps, indigenous standing process.
Heavenly Father, you hear. We break, crush, dissolve, and destroy everything. Spanish attack, Druid witch attack, Druid attack, Kabbalah witch attack, Wizard attack, Shaman attack, Witch Doctor attack, Voodoo attack, Magical attack, Sephirian attack, Werewolf attack, Vampire attack, Sorcery attack, Telepathic attack, Santeria attack, Mental attack, Psychic attack, Radionic attack, Psychotronic attack, Death Signal, Ionic attack, Disease Signal attack, Galar Wave attack, Mind control attack, Tesla wave attack, magnetic attack, microwave wave attack, every time gap group, Men in Black group, Masonic group, New World Order group, Government group, Shadow Government group, Illuminati group, MJ-12 group, Action 1, 2, 3, 4 group, NSA group, NRO group, Religious group, Christian group, Pentecostal, Anglican group, FBI, DOJ group, NIMA group, CIA group, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Military group, ATF group, D.O.N. Group, N.I.S. Group, Mars Defense Force Group, Mars Project Group, Mars Intelligence Force Group, Reptilian Group, Draconian Group, Gray Group, Insect Group, and every group that we don't know the name of. In Horus's name, I command now, Amun Ray.
The 6-step indigenous standing process.
Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. This is not for you and you know it. These weekly addresses are for deities only.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a group of young brothers that were rapping. Gentlemen, we are speaking on the topic of Black history, celebrating our rituals and traditions. And the traditions of our fathers, we have to remember them. A lot of us have forgotten our traditions of our fathers, and we have perpetuated about our reparations, whether or not we deserve it or not. And we have argued back and forth, and literally, there needs to be nothing but war. And that's the only thing you can impede upon a person about what is rightfully yours. So the land is ours, ladies and gentlemen. But we got to know more about history. I implore all of you to go out and learn more about your history and about this Christopher Columbus voyage and where did it set and where did it lead to. And learn the truth about your history. Because Christopher Columbus landed. He didn't land on Plymouth Rock. He landed on us, Black people who were already here. And learn more about your history and the true meaning of who is the people. And don't let anybody call you second-class citizens because you're first-world people.
the better. And once again, ladies, let's go to our phone line. Our number here is 516-453-9208. You can call in at any time. Let's welcome our Beverly. How are you? Thank you so much, Beverly, for watching. We certainly appreciate you joining us. And let's do a roll call. Mr. Barry Dobbs is in the house. And Mrs. Kymiak Green is in the house. Mr. Egerton McKizzy and Beverly Arnold. Thank you so much for joining us today. As you're in the air with Omiinka 7, I am your illustrious host. You can call in at any time at 516-453-9208. If you feel you want to get something in the atmosphere, just raise your hand. We will acknowledge you. You can call in at those digits, and we will answer you. Thank you so very much for joining us today. And once again, this is your Omiinka 7, and we're going to commercial.
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiinka Garth. A Scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A Scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A Scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes they come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. I interrupt these airwaves to bring you a special feature, Creating from Within, by calling alchemy to you, calling forth the alchemy in you.
Can I do that another time? And once again, ladies and gentlemen, how is everyone doing this evening on the snowy day? I don't know if you're snowed in or not, but here in Indiana, we are snowed in. We got to get the drifters to come out here and unsnow us in our driveway. But nevertheless, on a snowy afternoon, I decided to come and be with you this afternoon. You don't have to be alone. You can dial those digits at 516-453-9208, and you can talk to your illustrious host. I am here available to talk to you this afternoon. So please do call in. I'd like to hear your voices and find out what your opinion is about our newfound history that's been twisted about how we got here and what our inception was. If you have any thoughts and you would like to share them, please do. We're going to go to another, let's see here, Blue Stars.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are ready to call in, I'm ready to receive your lines are open, and those that number is 516-453-9208. And we're talking about how our history got twisted and how someone stole our heritage. Now, if you can take it from Dr. Martin Luther King, he literally came out with the truth that our reparation was extended, but it was given to the Irishmen and women who came from abroad, who were refugees, who had no real right to the allotment of our land, nor to getting our land grant. That's right. Dr. Martin Luther King came out and told the truth that the Irish were given land grants to crop their lands, to furbish their farms, and to advance themselves, the monies that we should have gotten. We're still talking about, at the 1300 hour, our reparation, but we should be asking for our land back. Some of us can prove that the land belongs to us, deeds that their grandparents and great-great-great-great-grandparents owned. They can produce a deed, and they're readily available. And one of the young brothers online named Dan Calloway, he has been teaching people how to go back and research their heritage here on in North America. He has been telling them there's no need to go to Africa to research our heritage. We can research our heritage right here in the North of America. And you can find him and Google him on Facebook, and he'll give you all the instructions you need. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, research our traditions and our heritage. And for Black History Month, we don't want to go another day forward without trying to find out where was our lineage started at? What part of the continent? Was it in North America? If so, was it in North Carolina, South Carolina, or Beachy Shore, or Seminole people? We need to be researching if we're one of the five civilized tribes and get our heritage for our indigenous standing. And once we know that, we'll know if we're in the land or not. Some of the land over North Carolina, your grandparents cropped that land to them, and it belongs to me, because I did find my grandparents were farmers right there in North America, and I have to find out where they had their farm and who inherited their land. Did they lose their land? Did someone buy it off of them? But it was initially theirs because they had the deeds to it. And it's very important that we know these things. We're not going to be able to go over to Africa and get them to inherit us. And if we did, we don't even know how to start. So it's better to claim your land right here where you are on this continent and find out what you can do. In the audience that wants to talk or speak, you can come into the Blog Talk Room and you can speak to us through lines at 516-453-9208. I am your illustrious host, Omiinka, and I would love to have you call in to tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the things you've been doing in the community. If you would like to call, you can do that. Here we go. That's what I'm talking about.
very today. Mr. Barry has oftentimes has surveyed this room before. We'd like to thank all of you for coming this afternoon. And already there's music that has been cleared, so I have to play the music that has been cleared, and I just can't jump up and put all my own music on. But if you just bear with me, hopefully we'll get something to do. All right, now. Y'all gonna make me play some music that come from the past. All right, let's find some here that we can. Let's go with the Dusty Road. All right, now. That's what I'm talking about, Dusty Road. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. If any of you would like to talk and give us your opinion or statements, you can dial at 516-453-9208, and we'd be happy to put you on the line, and you can give your opinions, you can give your statements and what you believe to be true. We welcome all conversations, even if you deviate from what I'm saying, we'd like to hear from you. Once again, I am Omienka 7, and I am the CEO over Oracle Divination Network. We've been around for 10 years. Tell somebody we're on the airwaves, go out and give me those two thumbs up and become a follower. And we also reside on Spreaker, and that is Omi's production studio. Well, no, that's not Omi's production studio. This is Omi's production studio, but on the Spreaker, you're coming in on the organic broadcaster. That's the one. And we're on that air. We've been on air for more than 10 years, and also on Oracle Divination Network for 10 years. So, and so for those of you who are looking for a black program, you can always find one on our station. We have several recordings. And once again, we're talking about Happy Black History Month, First World People. Who are the First World People? And how did they get to become the First World People, Mr. Dobbs? Do you have any idea? If you can, call us in and let us know at 516-453-9208. If you have any ideas, Beverly, who are the First World People, please let us know. Give us your opinion about it and let us know that we want you to come and be a part of our show today. This is Black History Month, and we only have a few more days left before the end of the month on the 29th. We don't have 30 days in this month. We have, 28 or 29 days, and at that will be the end. And then they won't have to listen to Black cells. And we want to stop using the word black and use indigenous, first world people, to let people know that we were the first ones to come on this planet. Yes, we were. Thank you so much for those lovely hearts. I really receive them. If you want to send me some hearts, you can go right ahead and send them because I'm receiving them. Timothy, I know Timothy got a lot to say. Timothy, let me give you those digits so you can get on the air, young man.
516-453-9208. Once again, Timothy, 516-453-9208. Please get on the phone line with me, Timothy, and let's talk some stuff. As these people here are not saying anything, they're shining up on me. But Timothy, I can always rely on you to get on the airwaves like a TIE. Come on, we got into the place, and for some reason or other, I got put up today. Every now and then, I lose my service. I have to run all over the place to get close. Hold tight. For anybody else, right? Once again, I'm good by doing this evening. I thank you so much for joining this session because you could have been anywhere you wanted to be. And you chose to be with Omi today, and I'm just glad about it. I'm glad about it, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for coming on the air with me today. Get out.
Hello. 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 Are you there? I'm here. I can't hear you though. I'm still here. Try to stay on here as long as I can to see if I can hear you, because I was flipping back and forth to your video and the call that I'm on right now. As a matter of fact, I sent you, if I click back over, I sent you a request to perhaps appear in your live. It may be easier for me anyway.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mike Gibson. I'm away from the phone at the present time. Please go ahead and leave a message, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. We didn't get your message either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. We didn't get your message either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. We didn't get your message either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Unfortunately, the system cannot process your entries. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hello? Okay. Young man, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
On the air, so I don't know what's going on with your phone, but everybody can hear you on
the air.
Can
you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yes, we've been hearing you. You keep hanging the phone up.
It's because I can't hear nothing in response. It's like talking to no one.
No, you're hearing me because I can hear you. And I went and checked with the screen, and it says you're in the air. So it's got to be on the whole time.
Well, perhaps it's due to the bad weather I'm receiving here in Texas. But greetings to you, Empress.
What would you like to talk about today now that you're in the air?
You know, as far as we being the original people, you know, I just wanted to confirm what you were saying.
Okay, you got the airways. Go ahead and fire away.
You know, and being that this is Black History Month, brothers and sisters, you know, this is the perfect time for you to, you know what I'm saying, educate yourself on, you know, your history. A history that, you know what I'm saying, is new to you. Because, you know, I'm not particularly speaking about the history that you already know. For that history is regurgitation. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying today is study the greats and become greater, perhaps. You know, and when I say study the greats, I mean study Malcolm X, for example. And Malcolm X will, you know what I'm saying, teach you your African ancestry. And teach you who you truly are, you know what I'm saying, is an example when we say study the greats, you know, because our history is rich and it's a beautiful history that has been suppressed from you by design, you know what I'm saying? They don't want you to know this information, brothers and sisters. They don't want you to know how beautiful you are and how powerful you are, you know what I'm talking about. To dismiss African philosophy is to dismiss the source of humanity. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, being this is Black History Month, and we are a very prideful people, you know what I'm saying? These aren't just words, you know what I'm saying? Educate yourself on, you know what I'm saying, the shoulders that you're standing on. You know what I'm saying? Because you are standing on the shoulders of your ancestors. Your modern ancestors, as well as your ancient ancestors. You know, we as a people are eternal. You know what I'm saying? We migrated the world first. In the beginning, there was only black people, period. That's black people in Rome. That's black people in Australia. And that's black people everywhere in the world. But you have to learn about this. And the sooner you find out, the better for you and your children, because this information will enhance their self-esteem as well as yours. It will enhance their confidence as well as yours. It will enhance their health as well as yours. Learn, you know, if you wish to empower your mind, learn to see the world through African eyes. Those are the proper lenses, brothers and sisters. The European worldview is contaminated, it's distorted, and it's not quite accurate. So you want solutions, you want the answers, educate yourself with African education. This is how you liberate yourself, brothers and sisters. Anything else is uncivilized.
Well, I implore you, sisters and brothers, to heed to what Timothy just said. And as I was saying earlier, we have had the whole history flipped over, and we've been told that we were Johnny come lately and that we were not in the thick of things when civilization was being created. but I implore you to do your homework and to see that some of you were indigenous of this particular North America, meaning that you were here first, and that the Africans were brought over on ships and sold in countries like Spain and Portuguese. We were not the ones that were in the bottom of the ships. They can't even find our forefathers' names on that cargo list. If you were to go and look on the cargo list to see if your family's names were there, you would not find them, because if they were on there, they wouldn't have survived. The bottom of those ships would have died from septic disease, and they wouldn't have made it. So the lies that they have told us is to make us think that we went through such a rugged, dreadful life that we shouldn't be able to stand now. But that was not our history. Our history was when we had industries, we had people that were actual professionals who were functioning on this side of the continent, who were building the mass ships, and who were doing industries, building railroads. We were the builders of the world. So why would our government bypass us to give the Irish our allotment of land, our land grants, and to give them our positions as farmers, and to knock us out of position, and to hand them this land to them scot-free, when they were not even citizens, nor were they a card-carrying green card member or citizen. So we're headed for the position of competing with the refugees, because we know they don't have green cards. They are not citizens, but they're being promised that they will be given their citizenship. So where does that leave us? We're in a competition with the Irish and refugees again, because if they put any refugees ahead of us, knowing that we built this country, it's time to fight. It's time to stop all this talk and nonsense about how we can adapt the police force, how we can adapt the judicial system. It's time to lay down rules about where we draw the line at. Because if we keep letting people bump us to the back, we'll never get to the front where we belong.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I was saying if anyone has any input on that, because we've learned how to fight for the wrong reason. We've stood on every front line and fought in every war and rang superior, and we fought with the French and we fought with the 54 and we rang superior. But see, they went down in the trenches and they killed women and children, and they said they were victorious because they wiped out the women and children, but that wasn't a war at all. They haven't seen a war until the real indigenous person starts to make up his mind to fight. Then it's on. Not a digital war, not one with electrical ammunition, where the ancestors come up out of the ground. That's the war I'm talking about. And when those ancestors decide to come up out of the ground and we summons them on a regular basis, they're going to be here. And we don't have to go down to the graveyards anymore. They're going to be in our houses and in our communities, because they've been wanting a war for a long time. They just didn't have the soldiers to go to war with. And we got to position our soldiers got to position. What'd you say? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is what knowledge of self teaches you, people. You know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. You know, knowledge of self teaches you that the ancestors reside within you. It teaches you that their rhetoric resides within you. Their fight against white aggression resides within you. But you got to learn about it so you can perpetuate it into today's society. It's your birthright to do so. You're supposed to think differently from other groups of people in the world. You're supposed to eat differently from other groups of people in the world. You are supposed to practice salvation differently from other groups of people in the world. It's your birthright. You know what I'm saying? And when you educate yourself, you empower yourself. And more importantly, when you educate a woman, you empower a nation.
And I'd like to thank you for that statement, because women need to hear that. But I do want people to know that we have been miseducated and wasting a lot of time from our ministers and our apostles. They have been leading us down the primrose path, wasting our time. Instead of telling us and be prepared, we have been found wanting. We are not prepared for this type of war that they're about to bring upon us, because we wasted too much time in the churches perpetuating heresy, saying turn the other cheek. If I could have been marching with Dr. Martin Luther King, I would have said, you're wrong, soldier. You don't tell that other soldier to turn the other cheek. You tell him if he slaps your right cheek, then you slap him on his right cheek. Instead of telling them to turn the other cheek, now they've created these meek-like soldiers who don't know who to turn the gun on. And then they've got their children turning the gun on. So we've been miseducated about fighting wars, and we need to be re-educated.
So when you re-educate yourself, you learn from history. You learn from Martin Luther King, because unchecked history, people, repeats itself. And this is the point of educating yourself. So history will stop repeating itself.
And that's the bottom line, because we have continued to repeat history because we haven't learned our lesson. And now that we are found taking our magic out of the closet, and respecting it, learning it, sitting under the feet of elders to learn, then we will begin to win wars, unless we bow down to our own magic and our own cardinal weapons. Our weapons are not cardinal through the pulling down of stronghold. We give those carnal weapons back. We utilize our magic and know that the magic was given to us for this time and this place.
Ashe. Ashe.
Ashe. And we say thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Timothy, for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, we tune in on the 19th. We have a show on the 19th. We have one of our brothers coming from French to talk to us about his wars and his major catastrophes that his people have gone through, and the struggle, and how he feels like our struggle is his struggle. He's going to talk to us about that on the 19th. That's this Friday at 7 o'clock. You do want to join these airways at Blog Talk Oracle Divination Network, and he'll be our guest for that evening. And we're talking about making priestly and godly men. How do we make men that are fit for God's kingdom? And what mission do you come here with, knowing that God has... This brother thinks he's been called by God, and he's going to talk about his mission. So please do join us this Friday, February the 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to give Timothy the last words. You have the last words, Timothy.
You know, I just want to thank you for allowing me to have a voice, you know, gratitude and compassion. And you know, the same love I have for myself, you know what I'm saying, is the same love I have for each and every one of you who caught this. You know what I'm saying? And perhaps, you know what I'm saying, this message resonated with you. You know, gratitude and compassion.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Timothy. And we will see you again on this Friday. Please set your calendars. It's a very important occasion. We're going to try to end out this month by talking about the struggle of the Frenchmen and how we had a problem where the Haitians had to fight the Frenchmen. We're going to talk about that. And Bookman Dadi, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Toussaint Louverture. So this history should be able to tell
indeed
us a little something about these people. So you want to tune in on Friday the 19th at 7 p.m. You'll be with your illustrious host, Omi Inca 7. We'll join you then. Until then, we say Baba Boy to you all and Odamo.
Odamo.
Oh, we got somebody else on here. Hello? 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 708, you're on the airways. Did we answer your question? Hello? 708, you're on the airways. Okay, we're out of here, and thank you much. We'll see you on February 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come and talk to our goals. Talk to our guest from France. He will. His name is France. So please come and speak with him. Thank you. Au revoir.